This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Recently.
Boat.
Gotta rock the boat.
I want to.
Gotta be diligent.
I.
Gotta stay in the fight.
A boat.
It's our country. No one's gonna do it for us, America. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, yesterday we spent some time on the useful idiots in the NFL and how they're working in cahoots, because they are with the NFL and corrupt politicians. And on cue, we're seeing more contention. And that contention's being brought about because of a disobedient people that have forgotten their God. Read the book of Psalm chapter 9, verse 16, because the Lord said he would turn that nation into hell that has forgotten about him. And that's exactly why this country is going into the direction that it is right now. It's being created into the hell that it so deserves, because it's forgot it's God that has bestowed upon us what we have today, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, just so you know. The reason a lot of this is going on right now in the NFL is because it's diversive measures that are being taken place to divert you from what's going on. I did an interview this morning with an outlet. I don't even know where they're out of, forgive me. But one of the topics that was brought up again was the Affordable Care Act. They've renamed it the American Health Care Act. And they're attempting to pass that right now. And we're being told that the Republicans didn't keep their promise. And folks, you've been fed, you've been spoon-fed their lies and their corruptive measures every step of the way for years, as long as I can possibly remember. And instead of feeding on their lies, it's time to feed them judgment. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. You'll find that in the book of Amos chapter 5. And in saying so, friends, we're not to tolerate what's going on here. Also read Psalm 94:20, how they're continuously making law by mischief. It's not law, it's policy. But when I was asked that question this morning about the Affordable Care Act, I started to go into the history of it and how it's a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Therefore, it's unlawful. It's unconstitutional. And it makes those that are attempting to pass this or force this upon us, it makes them outlaws. In America, you need to deal with outlaws. And I also shared with this individual on this interview this morning with the fact that you are the strength of the Constitution lies within the American people to enforce it for the good. I said, read the preamble of the Constitution. It's called the preamble, friends. And that what's proceeds the Constitution and its ordinances in line upon line, precept upon precept. We the people, we the people, we the people. And I said, concerning the Affordable Care Act, which is the hot topic of the day, I said, have you seen what Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney Care, of Obamacare, of the Affordable Care Act, of the American Health Care Act, have you seen what the architect of that program, unlawful program, has said about the program? The illegal implementation of this act, as they like to call it. You know, America, you've been deceived, because you've taken on repeal and replace now. And I want to tell you what the new administration has done, just that. Repeal and replace. That's, you know what they've replaced it with? A new name. And see, the reason they went from Romney Care to the Affordable Care Act to Obamacare and so on and so forth is because they knew the people weren't drinking the Kool-Aid. So they had to keep renaming it in hopes that you would receive it one way or another. So they knew at a certain time or another they have to put a guy up there that's been groomed for years with your favorite jersey on. And then so he can attempt to feed you or fill up your cup with the Kool-Aid they want you to drink. Called American Healthcare Act. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, Romney Care, now American Healthcare Act, said this of American Healthcare Act. The lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Now, if you remember right, Barack Hussein Obama sold Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, by the way, preceding that, he had sold his administration on the fact that he was going to be the most transparent administration in the history of America. And see, this is what Satanists do, friends. They do the opposite of what God says or commands. I mean, just look at the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. Do what thou wilt. That's exactly what these people are doing. But they're selling you the lie. Read John 8:44. And why did they do that? What's the fruit of liars, friends? Well, read John 10:10. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's exactly what their daddy does. The great deluder, it tells us in the book of Revelations. But the lack of transparency. So they did the opposite of what Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign criminal sodomite, sold you, America. It's going to be the most transparent administration. Then he tries to pass Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. And what did Jonathan Gruber say? And by the way, it first took place under Romney. So if you fell for the delusion between Romney and Barack Hussein Obama, you got to keep in mind they're two sides of the same coin. There was no difference. Romney, and that's why, by the way, during their debates, Romney never accused Barack Hussein Obama of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, because he was the one that was going to first pick it up and push it down on his people. But the conservatives of the day fell for the fact that Romney was their man during that particular time. But again, listen, Jonathan Gruber, the architect of the American Healthcare Act, that's the new name, said the lack of transparency, in other words, we had a lie about this, is a huge political advantage. Let's put it under the guise of something that it is not. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. Now, this is the mentality, the demigod mentality of those that serve we the people, because they are no longer serving we the people. They are serving special interest groups that want to rule by force, just so you understand. But this is the mentality of these people that are bringing forth these unconstitutional, therefore unlawful acts, which, by the way, are null and void if you know the difference. Did you also know that the architect, Jonathan Gruber, of Romney Care, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, and now has been renamed American Healthcare Act, said, exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. They are completely mocking you, America. And they're in hopes that because Donald's in the current administration, that you'll just take it for what Donald says it is, when in fact nothing has changed. And I also brought up the fact that he had Paul Ryan right next to him implementing something called the new name, American Healthcare Act. I'm going to go back on Paul Ryan when we get back. This is the hot topic of the day, and we're going to stick to it, friends. It's illegal, therefore null and void. Our forefathers said nugatory.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network, as they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself, and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, during the opening segment, friends, we have been talking about how they continuously rename the American Health Care Act. And I'm bringing you back to the foundation, and I'm showing you what the architect of Romney Care, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, now being renamed once again under the new administration. By the way, nothing's changing, friends. The agenda goes forward, just a different bunch of people, bunch of useful idiots, regardless of how you want to take it. But I was just sharing with you the things that Jonathan Gruber, the architect of American Health Care Act, had said under a different name. It's the same program, friends. The lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for this thing to pass. Now, this is the architect of American Health Care Act, renamed. He said also, if any American really believes that Obamacare, now American Health Care Act, is really going to control cost, I've got some real estate in Whitewater, Arkansas I'd like to sell them. And then he goes on and says, this is the architect of the American Health Care Act under Donald Trump. Exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy. Listen to the way they're speaking about those that they work for. He said, it's kind of like squeezing an onion. Or, I'm sorry, a lemon, forgive me. He goes on and he says, when we're done with employer-based health insurance, which they're attempting to implement by force, and if you don't pay, then they're going to stick the IRS on you, America. It will have as much life in it as Jimmy Hoffa. They're destroying the system, friends. Kind of reminds me of the Cloward-Piven method. Break down the system, overload the system, whatever way you have to do it. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of RomneyCare, of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, now being renamed under Donald Trump, the American Health Care Act, said the typical American voter is so stupid, his dog teaches him tricks. This is how they're speaking of you, America. This is, and here again, just to prove the point. This is why the Lord said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt government in doctrine, and also beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, religious hypocrites. They are debating, folks, on a 24/7 basis. They've been debating this out for years. And they're debating that which is unconstitutional. There's no debate. It's against our law, period. No debate. But as long as they have you up caught up in a debate, they have a job tomorrow, right? Yep. And it's destroying our country, America. The architect of American Health Care Act, the typical American voter is so stupid, his dog teaches him tricks. Now, again, looking at Donald Trump, they're in hopes that you're just going to go ahead and drink the Kool-Aid because he's going to be the one to start to pour it out. But keep in mind, he's using Paul Ryan, the same useful idiot that Barack Hussein Obama used. Okay? I'm going to get to him in just a moment. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of the American Health Care Act, said P.T. Barnum said a sucker is born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. Just think about this, friends. Jonathan Gruber said Obamacare is not imploding. The main goal of Obamacare was twofold. One was to cover the uninsured, of which we covered 20 million, the largest expansion in American history, which means they've created 20 million dependents, America. They're not losing, they're winning. The other was to fix broken insurance markets where insurers could deny people insurance just because they were sick or they had been sick. Those have been fixed, and for the vast majority of Americans, costs in those markets have come down thanks to the subsidies made available under Obamacare. So this is after he got caught. He's trying to save face and probably his life at some point or another. And I want to give you one more quote just to show you who's behind Obamacare, RomneyCare, Affordable Care Act, and now under Donald Trump, the American Health Care Act. The stupidity of the American voter, said Jonathan Gruber, the architect, exceeded only by its slovenliness. Just think about this. This is incredible. America, are you listening? Because at the end of the day, the joke is on you. And I didn't say that. Nobody likes to play anybody's fool or stooge. But Jonathan Gruber has already defined you, America, to those that accept the American Health Care Act as a bunch of useful stooges. Laughable. Your dogs teach you tricks. They had to lie to get it to the point where it's at right now. And see, now, also keep in mind, if what they first initially didn't get implemented, they would go to the single payer form of insurance. In other words, they use the Hegelian dialectic. Two steps forward, one step back, but they still got their foot in the door, and it's exactly where things are at today. You seen yesterday the measures of diversion they're attempting to use to get your eye off the ball as to what they're trying to implement. They do it all of the time. It's called sleight of hand. They want you looking to the left when they're passing something illegally on the right. And then it's interesting, you have the politicians condemning one thing, and then you have another group of people actually advocating what they're pushing for. Again, only to divide the people. Go to the law, America, and when you go to the law, you'll find out both sides are wrong. Okay, this is un-Americanism at its very best. Now, one of the things I brought up, too, the other day, actually last week, is do you remember then and now, on July 21st, 2012, this witch, Nancy Pelosi from California, folks, the joke is on you with her as well. So many of them. It's just, they want to set them as the level of expectation concerning what your representatives represent, as if to suggest that Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Barack Hussein Obama, or the current administrations in so many different fronts, as if they're the example of what representatives should act like, when in fact the opposite is true. They've lowered the standard. They've turned it upside down. But Nancy Pelosi said on July 21st, 2012, she said, everybody will have lower rates, better quality, and better access. They always sell it to you, America, as what it is that will be advantageous to you that will receive the program, right? On June 6, 2013, a year and a month later, she said, I don't remember saying everyone in the country will have lower premiums. How is it Americans believe, again, what the corrupt politicians don't believe? How is it that you're caught up in a debate where you know that they're lying? How is it that they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth? And to take it a step further, before I get over to Paul Ryan, America, you might want to go ahead and look at how the program exempts the president and his family. It's such a good idea for you and me, America, but it just is not applicable to those that create and legislate unlawful acts called policy. Policy follows law. It's such a good program that Congress and all of their families have been exempted from the American Health Care Act, Romney Care, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. It's such a good idea, they've exempted themselves from it. Oh, did you also know that the Justice Department and their families have exempted themselves from the American Health Care Act? It's such a good idea. And many congressional staffers and their families are exempted, America, from American Health Care Act. This is communism, America. It's communism, and you are going to pay for it by force when the federal government has no business pointing a gun at your head telling you you better buy insurance from us or else we're going to stick the IRS on you. It's exactly what they're doing, America. It's exactly what they're doing. And when people begin to talk about the American Health Care Act, because now Donald, who's been loved by so many, is trying to sell you the same program, the guy that you decried for 8 years. He's trying to sell you the same program, America, under a different name. And by the way, along with Paul Ryan, just like that of Barack Hussein Obama, the agenda is going forward, and I'm going to come back after this break, and I'm going to pull out Paul Ryan for who he really is, friends. He's a snake, and he's a criminal, and he needs to be dealt with lawfully.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, talk about the most important things, educate the people, lay it to their responsibility to right the wrongs, and a good portion of them go the other direction. I had someone call yesterday, a listener and a friend, and he had said to me, no matter how many times you tell people in this country, you know, where their responsibility lies, he said they just won't listen. Well, they're going to listen. They will listen sooner or later. It reminds me of the Russian defector who had said that he defected into America. And when he came into America, he started to share with the American people how it's the Russians that were actually the ones that were behind the demoralization of America. And he said what the American people have taken on is beyond the wildest dreams of the founders of the Russian Communist Party. And he said, you can warn people all that you want to. He said, but they won't listen. He said, but when the boot comes down, he said, it's going to be too late. He said, then they'll listen. He said, then it doesn't matter anymore because it's too late. Exactly right. Can only do what I do. I can't do anymore. I can do all that I can do and leave the results up to God. But I'm telling you right now what's hot news today. And what's hot news today is NFL is just nothing but diversion. That's all it is. Because they're trying to get American Health Care Act passed against the will of the people. That's what they're attempting to do, America. That's what they're trying to do. And that's why all of these diversive measures. And by the way, keep in mind, it's Donald Trump attempting to pass it. What Barack couldn't do, what Romney couldn't do, Donald's attempting to do. And we've already seen, and I've been through enough issues and topics concerning what's going on with this administration to see that he's doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do. There has been no rule of law brought back into America. We haven't seen that. We've seen none of these corrupt that are given a free hand to do the things that they're doing. We've seen nothing done concerning the special prosecutor. We've seen nothing with indictments. We've seen none of this. Matter of fact, what we've seen is just the exact opposite. Now America, instead of Donald Trump doing what he said he was going to do to the American people before he became the president of the United States, now we see Barack Hussein Obama being used to raise up groups to continue on what he wanted to finish. And he only had 8 years to do. And now we also found out just recently that Hillary Clinton has funneled over $800,000 to Antifa. These groups are these organizations that they create as fronts. And we also know that George Soros, who's an international Nazi criminal, funding over 200 of these groups. Yet, you haven't seen Donald Trump deal with one of them. I mean, you want to sit there and play a fool? You go ahead and do that. Because America, so far, you're doing a really good job. In the sense of when it comes to Donald Trump. And furthermore, when you see who he's got standing next to him on the platform, namely one of them, Paul Ryan, at this particular point, you might want to do a little homework and understand Paul Ryan, while working with Barack Hussein Obama, is not only luring, but also funding and protecting illegals, as well as attempting to force down the American Health Care Act down your throats. And folks, people that know anything, smart people in this country, they're well aware of what's going on. But there's a whole lot of people that are still drinking the Kool-Aid because the guy with the favorite jersey on is the one pouring the glass. I mean, the short memories of the American voters is what keeps our politicians in office. And I want to remind you, if you have not seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, check it out. It made politicians, corrupt politicians, nervous back in the 30s. It's a great movie. It's educational. And I believe it to be 90% accurate. I want to go back and I want you to remember now talking to Paul Ryan, who stands next to none other than first Barack Hussein Obama, now Donald Trump. On December 17th of 2015, Paul Ryan handed everything Obama wanted in that $1 trillion omnibus bill, including funding refugee plan and CISA. Read Proverbs 26:28. This is the guy attempting to push down American Health Care Act down your throats. But there's more to it than just the American Health Care Act, okay? And I'll tie this in with it. DACA comes to mind. Funding illegals comes to mind. And this is the pork in a lot of these bills that you need to pay attention to. Now, it was reported that Paul Ryan's first major legislative achievement was a total and complete sellout of the American people, which masqueraded as an appropriations bill. Read Luke 22, verse 48. Hey, America, if they lie to you once, do you think it's time to deal with them? Because you'll know from experience they'll lie to you again. How many scandals are around these politicians? They come to the light and all of a sudden they just fade away. And they're not dealt with. And that's why they're still there to do what they're doing. Why is it that the American people have not come to the realization that these politicians know exactly what they are doing and when and why they are doing it and who they're working for? And I just as a reminder, a daily reminder, because again, I'm on topic. And my message is always, if you're not going to deal with them, this is going to go on. Justice guards our liberty, right? Under Moses and the Ten Commandments, above the heads of the Supreme Court justices, right? Common sense comes to play. It comes into play here, America. But why is it that the American people, again, instead of dealing with treasonous, self-serving criminals, give them a pass over and over again, only to suffer another abuse of power? You know, one thing is for sure. I can take it as it comes on the radio. And it's not hard to see what they're trying to do. It really is not hard. And I know the bad guys think within themselves they've got it over on the people. No, they've got it over on themselves. And they've given themselves over to one that means to take one over on them as well. And it will, and he will in time to come. And sometimes it's a lot quicker than people think. But one thing is for sure, while Americans are caught up with 1,000 different crimes of these corrupt politicians, I keep bringing the axe and I lay it to the root of the tree. Because no matter where they have you, again, through diversion and diversive measures, I keep bringing you back to what they're going to. And you can mark my words that this is exactly what's going on. You have to bring forth the answer and lay the axe to the root of the tree, the corrupt tree. Read Article 2, Section 4, Isaiah 51, verse 4. I mean, I want you to think of the content found in this unconstitutional and unlawful omnibus bill that Paul Ryan passed when he literally gave the foreign criminal in the People's White House, Barack Hussein Obama, I think, right? Everything that he wanted to further fundamentally transform America. This is the guy standing next to Donald Trump. I want you to think about this bill because, again, this is the guy I first talked about, the architect, Jonathan Gruber, and what he said about you. Now I want to bring it over to Paul Ryan in hopes that you've forgotten what he did right before Donald got in. And don't think for one moment Donald Trump doesn't know exactly what he's doing and what Paul Ryan is exactly about and what he's all about. You know, everybody talks about how smart Donald Trump is, really? Then how do you justify Paul Ryan? How do you justify McConnell? How do you justify 95% of the same old in there, America, that he promised to deal with? You can't. He must be smarter than you because you can't see as a child sees. Because a child would see, wait a second, Daddy, look. Mommy, look. When you look at the content of this trillion-dollar omnibus bill, the one that's trying to pass American Health Care Act, America. Remember that Ryan's omnibus bill fully funds DACA. Now, keep in mind, this was passed almost a year ago. Okay? Now, why is it that it was passed a year ago? Because there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. If you think for one moment they didn't know that sooner or later they're going to pull it out again and force it down your throat, you've got another thing coming. Matter of fact, DACA, DACA, is a big deal right now. It's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which has been granted for over 700,000 illegals with work permits in this country. Your jobs are being taken away from you, America, through the illegals. Why would he do something like that? Why is DACA a big deal right now? The dreamers that want to come in and steal away everything you've got. Because that's exactly what they aim to do. Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals has granted over 700,000. Now keep in mind the way they play this, DACA, they play the emotions of the people concerning children. It's always about the children. Also keep in mind the people that are trying to pass DACA and force it down your throats, they're the ones that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. Kind of reminds me of Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, when he sat there after a supposed school shooting. Many people believe never happened, by the way. But he sat there and he cried on national television. He created it. They're actors, America. Actors can make themselves cry, right? But remember he cried and he was talking about the loss of children and this, that, and the kids and that. Well, keep in mind, he's also the guy that voted 242 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb. So you got to pay attention to what the left hand is doing with the right hand, America, because they're all in it together. And again, it will be disannulled. Just give it time. And they'll be the first one with a cigarette hanging out of their mouth, lined up on a stinking firing range to be executed by their masters. That's the definition of a useful idiot when you look to history. Useful idiots are the ones that they use to get what they want, and then once they get it, they're the first ones executed. Look to communism, in the history of communism, friends, because it's exactly what's happening here. They're looking for people that are willing to sell you down the river, and they've got plenty of them. In America, it's time for you to stand up and deal with them before this is a reality. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Into the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about Paul Ryan. It's also highlighting, I'm hitting actually three things here, folks. The NFL's useful idiots, which is diversion. That's all it is, because they're trying to pass the American Health Care Act. And what Donald Trump has promised and what he's doing are two different stories, just so you know. And I think people are beginning to catch on as to what's going on. Different administration, same agenda going forward. This has been going on for years in this country. And I'm also now talking about Paul Ryan, because DACA just happens to be a big topic of the day. And DACA, it just happens to be a deferred action for childhood arrivals. And I was just sharing with you during the last segment, friends, that these are the same people that advocate the murder of the innocent, that also, by the way, you're paying for it, and they also want to force you to pay for illegals, namely 700,000 of them that are in the United States of America, working with permits. And who's setting this all up, friends? Your representatives. They're also giving them the ability to receive tax credits and federal entitlement programs. Who's paying for those entitlement programs, America? Just asking. Did you also know that Ryan, the guy right next to Donald Trump, that stood next to Barack Hussein Obama, did you also know that this omnibus bill, Paul Ryan's omnibus bill, funds sanctuary cities? So it is literally alluring illegals into the United States of America, into particular cities where they're protecting, harboring illegals on your dime. This is Paul Ryan. He's right next to Donald Trump. Do you think Donald doesn't know this? And don't forget about a year ago, 32-year-old Kate Steiny was bleeding to death in her father's arms. She was gunned down in broad daylight by a five-time deported criminal alien who was present in the country, who was allured by that particular mayor. And if you know federal law, that particular mayor is personally responsible for alluring these illegals into the country, and they are personally responsible for the crimes that they commit, the illegals commit. And once you begin to hold the mayors accountable, I'll tell you what, and then you know what, and not only impeach them, but indict them. Because it's a felony, and it's also an act of treason, America. But again, going back to Kate Steiny, she was gunned down in a broad daylight by a five-time deported criminal alien who was allured in by mayors, America, felons, who masquerade as mayors in this country. And it's interesting to note that this was a direct result of San Francisco's refusal to comply with U.S. immigration law. Yet Paul Ryan's omnibus bill rewards these lawless sanctuary cities with federal grants. Division B, Title II of Ryan's omnibus bill funds various grant programs for the Department of Justice, page 167, 168, and 169, and contains no language that would restrict the provision of such grants to sanctuary jurisdictions. It's a felony, America. This isn't a good deed, and I don't care. You know what? Use your own money. Go over to the Middle East and take care of them over there. Because America, what you haven't figured out is they bring their culture with them, right? Did you also know that this omnibus bill, Paul Ryan, who sits next to Donald Trump and stands there with Donald Trump, did you also know that this omnibus bill funds all refugee programs? And by the way, nothing's been disannulled. It's still at work. Did you also know that Ryan is not one of the 84 co-sponsors of Babin's bill to halt the refugee operation? He's all about it. You think Donald Trump doesn't know about this, America? Let me ask you something. Do you not know about it? Yes, of course you do. Paul Ryan stated, we're a compassionate country. The refugee laws are important laws. It's interesting to note Paul Ryan, just like that of Barack Hussein Obama, have a gate around their home. But yet they're the ones that are complaining about the wall that should be built. You know, and what comes to my aid right now is the Lord says, you know what, you go ahead and build, but I'm going to tear down. America, you are under judgment. You've refused to be reproved or corrected. Your own backslidings will reprove you. You refuse to be corrected. You refuse. You turn your back. You have the head of a whore. You have a whore's forehead. You refuse to listen to the Word of God. That is not a good place to put yourself, America. We're a compassionate country. That applies to you, America. Ryan's omnibus bill, the guy that stands right next to Donald Trump and is also an advocate for DACA and all illegals coming in, they're alluring them in on your dime, as well as trying to push American Health Care Act down your throat. They're trying to fill the cup so you drink it because Donald's there, right? Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. Matter of fact, the omnibus bill would put the U.S. on a path to approve admission for hundreds of thousands of migrants from a broad range of countries with jihadist movements over the next 12 months on top of all the others. And keep in mind, ISIS is nothing more, Al-Qaeda is nothing more than a created version of the SS back in the 30s in the present. It's all created. Paul Ryan's omnibus bill funds illegal alien resettlements. Ryan's omnibus bill funds the release of criminal aliens. Matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama released over 68,000 of them onto the streets of America. Boy, that correctional facility, man, that's a moneymaker, isn't it? Slave labor makes over $64 billion a year. They love criminals. Slave labor, right? Use Hollywood to raise up your kids, and then once they commit a crime and they act upon what they've been taught, then they're thrown in prison. And then they work for slave labor. And that's exactly what much of it is about. Paul Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign workers' visas. Folks, this is all about bringing the illegals into this country. And I've shared with you over the last week as to how Donald Trump promised one thing, and we're finding from the inside out that just the exact opposite is happening. But you have the conservatives, again, of the day, yesterday's liberals, getting you caught up into something that has no constitutional relevance at all. None. Ryan's omnibus bill locks in huge spending increases. Funds tax credits for illegals. Ryan's omnibus bill fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people through Donald Trump. Wow, didn't know that. On November 13th, Ryan, a long-standing supporter of open borders and cheap labor, boy, it's interesting how that coincides, said removing illegal immigrants will not be a focus of a Trump administration. Uh-oh. But you're being told that, you know what, the illegal immigrants, man, there's a 67% increase concerning ICE and them stopping illegals coming into this country. They can tell you whatever they want to tell you, America, and you'll believe it. Illegals coming into this country have doubled under Donald Trump. You just keep drinking that Kool-Aid, America, until you have nothing left. You don't know what you got until it's gone. And I'm talking about your freedoms that so many fought, bled, and died to give us. On November 13th, Paul Ryan, the man that stands there and that's trying to pass DACA and everything else that Barack Hussein Obama was attempting to implement, is still pushing the ball and kicking the ball forward right next to Donald Trump. And it's still going forward. On November 13th, Ryan, a longstanding supporter of open borders and cheap labor, said removing illegal immigrants will not be a focus of a Trump administration. Now, I didn't say it. Ryan seems adamant about luring illegals into America, doesn't he? And guess who's going to take, folks, the American Health Care Act? The illegals are. Because your system is being undermined as we speak. Again, you might want to ask Ryan, who's all about luring illegals into America, why he has a fence around his own property. Same thing with Barack. Breitbart reported ICE officers have been disturbed to hear some of the recent comments made by Republican House Speaker that said the ICE Council President, your 2015 spending bill funded sanctuary cities, the resettlement of illegal alien border crossers, the release of criminal aliens, and executive amnesty policies which jeopardize the safety and security of the American people. While reports have documented that the border surge is currently the worst it's ever been, the ICE Council President said that as House Speaker, Ryan has pushed policies that would only exasperate the situation. And in the 9 months that you have served as House Speaker, he said, I'm not aware of holding a single press conference devoted exclusively to addressing the national crisis. America, why is he there? Talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. Wake up, America. Wake up.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.